in the morning, and Kathy is still in bed. Most schools have already started for the day, but Kathy's school now starts later. Much later. It runs from 1:30 in the afternoon till 7 in the evening.
Morning, Mum.
Waking up later and getting more sleep has a dramatic impact on life at home.
I used to get really annoyed when my mum was trying to wake me up. I'm sorry. But no, she does not really have to. I can just do it on my own.
I don't see her looking tired and, you know, even if you are older, if you are a little tired, you're likely to take your mood out on someone. Now she's much better.
They have changed the start time at Kathy's school not because they think that sixth formers are lazy. The decision is based on more than 20 years of research into the teenage body clock.
The cards are really stacked against them because they are overriding nature by getting up quite early in the morning in order to be on time for school.
Overriding nature. What is the science here? We asked the students to explain it.
Our body clock is located in the brain, in the hypothalamus, specifically in the suprachiasmatic nuclei. These cells are responsible for all the 24-hour timing systems in the human body.
In adolescence, as the brain continues to grow and develop, the body clock shifts to 3 hours later.
A 7 o'clock start time for a teenager is equivalent to a 4:30 wake-up time for an adult.
I definitely think that I'm the classic teenager. In the mornings, I've been a lot more cooperative and a lot nicer, and I'll often be helping out and I'm actually doing chores out of a want rather than a requirement.
In my old school timetable, I felt kind of grumpy in the morning, but now it's just, I'm feeling good all round because I have a good sleep and a good quality of sleep.
I find it easier to concentrate in lessons. And whereas before I would sometimes be falling asleep in the first few hours in the morning, it's much easier now to concentrate and just to focus on the work I have to do.
Schools on a day-to-day basis are dealing with a whole range of issues, sometimes mental health issues. I would argue there's a public health issue, really, in terms of a nation of teenagers, particularly older teenagers, that are going to school chronically sleep-deprived.
It's too early to say if the changes here will mean students do better in their exams, but it's hoped that a wider study by the Oxford University will help other schools to decide whether to change their timetable. Graham Satchell, BBC News.